Roy. Roy.
Mm.
It's time to get up. Mm. Oh, come on, Roy. Roy.
All right.
Temper, temper. You know what you said last night? If I don't get out of bed at once, you'll have my permission to pull the covers off me.
You do, and I'll kill you.
Oh, come on, love. You're not... Oh, brave man. Where are you?
Hate alarm clocks.
Where are you? Come on, you... Oh, Roy, there's no time. Roy?
What's up?
Roy, there's something wrong with my eyes. Roy? Roy?
Hey?
I can't...
Can't what?
Where are you? I can't see you.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
What's the matter with you this morning? What's the matter with your eyes?
I don't know. Nothing. I can see everything else.
Well, then, you said just now...
Roy, what are you playing at?
Look, what the devil's the matter with you, Sally? Another one of your dreams or something?
Roy, where are you?
On a number 27 bus belt like me. Wait, where do you think I am? Come on, woman, make some tea. Have to freeze you solid. I don't care how much it costs, we've got to have central heating. Can't stand another winter like this.
I'm dreaming. Yes, it's one of those dreams again. In a minute, June Craig will come into the room and tell me she's having an affair with him, and he'll come and beat me up and say he's going away with her, and then I'll wake up and everything will be all right. Just dreams. I'm insecure. That's all it is. My husband loves me, but I'm insecure. Oh, bed. Sleep. And when I wake up, everything will be all right again.
Sally? Sally, what's happened? What's going on? Sally, look at me.
I can't see you.
I'm here, standing here in front of you.
Where?
Look. I've just looked in the mirror.
The mirror?
Usual thing. See how I look. Tongue out. You know. Get ready for shaving. I do it every morning.
Yes, Roy?
I couldn't see anything.
You couldn't see anything?
Sally, what's happened?
Roy, but... I...
Can you see me?
No.
I'm standing right in front of you. I can see you.
I can't see you.
What I was afraid of. I can't see me either. I mean, look, I'm looking at myself now. My hands, I can't see my hands. Can't see my feet. Sally, what's happened?
I can hear your voice. We'd better ring the doctor.
Doctor? Well, I feel fine.
But you've gone.
I'm not gone. I haven't gone. I'm still here. Look. No. Ring the doctor. I'll ring the doctor. Am I going mad or something? What?
I saw the cupboard door open.
I've just opened the cupboard door.
And it looked as if it was opening on its own.
What?
Your shirt.
Well, what about it?
It's floating about in midair.
Would you ring Dr. Matthews, please, dear? Tell him... Don't tell him anything. I'm going back to bed. To tell him, ask him to come here.
In here, please, Doctor. You mustn't be a... What I mean is...
Morning, Doctor.
You see, That's him. That's Roy. You can see the lump where he's in the bed, but he's got nothing on, you see. And, doctor?
They want me for television. The Invisible Man. Our fees, because I'm not really here. There.
It's not funny. Stop it.
You're really right, it's not. What's the matter, doctor? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Mr. Horsey, when,
this morning. I was all right last night. Wasn't I, Sally?
Yes, I think so.
Think so? You told me I was getting fat. She told me I was getting fat, doctor, so obviously I could be seen last night. What are you doing?
It's all right, Mr. Horsey. I'm just satisfying myself.
Here, get out. Your hands are cold.
It's not funny. Why are you both laughing?
Who's laughing?
Well, you wouldn't laugh if your wife suddenly went invisible, doctor.
On the contrary, I'd be delighted. Tongue out, Mr. Horsey. Oh, no, there's no point, is there? Would you mind putting pajamas on? You say with clothes on, you can be seen and everything.
Yes, but it's a bit unnerving. Pajamas sitting up in bed with nothing in them. You see?
Yes, yes.
Like the washing line on frosty mornings. All the washing all stiff and... Well, what's happened to him, Dr. Matthews? I've got to help him.
I mean to try, Mrs. Horsey. I mean to try.
I see absolutely no point in taking my temperature, doctor. I've somehow or other disappeared. I haven't got...
Just hold on to that for a minute, Mr. Horsey. Mrs. Horsey, may I have a word or two with you, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we won't be a minute, Roy.
What are you going to talk about that I can't hear?
Roy, put that thermometer back in your mouth. Dr. Matthews is trying to help you. Doctor, what is it? What's happened to my husband? How can...
My dear lady, it's all under control.
Under control, but...
Your husband is invisible.
I know that, but...
I shall have an apology to make to both of you later. But for now, for the present, allow me to explain.
Apology? What on earth?
Firstly, your husband took his sleeping tablet last night, did he?
Sleeping tablet? Well, I mean, I didn't know that he...
Yes, he sleeps badly, apparently. He came to me 2 days ago, wakes tired. It's as if he's not sleeping at all. There are a dozen beverages on the market worth recommending, but with a man like your husband...
What has any of this to do with Roy being invisible?
I'm coming to that.
What's happened to Roy? What...
I've made him invisible.
You've... What?
Made him invisible. Successful, isn't it? You can't see a thing. Not even his, not a single inch of him.
You?
The sleeping pill wasn't a sleeping pill. It was a little something I've been experimenting on for some time.
What are you, some kind of witch doctor?
Witch? Oh, good heavens, no. Mrs. Horsey, if you only knew. A doctor's life is horrible.
But I don't understand what it is. This has got to do with my husband. I demand a second opinion.
Quiet, dear lady. Your husband is invisible. My pill, prescription, works. For the first time in the history of the world, a mortal man has rendered another human being invisible to the naked human eye.
Dr. Matthews, what are you saying? You stand there and admit that you use my husband as...
A guinea pig, yes.
Why, you...
Dear lady, I can make him visible again at will. He will become visible again. He, in fact, even at this moment...
Oh, yes.
Don't do that, Mr. Horsey.
Roy, where are you?
My temperature's 98 point something or other. What's going on? What are you two doing out here?
Mr. Horsey, don't say another word. Let us return to the bedroom. There's something I must discuss with you.
Crazy.
Not at all. Be prepared, Mrs. Horsey. As I've worked it out, in another 3 minutes precisely, your husband will be back with us in the flesh.
Well, I really well hope you're right. Wait a minute, though. You have the blasted gall to stand there and tell me you did this on purpose. You made me invisible.
Think of it, my friend. You are invisible. Soon you'll become visible once more. At will, I can render you invisible. What a plan. What an idea. You are a bank manager.
I'm a chief teller, actually, but go on. You know, suddenly you're beginning to interest me. How many minutes did you say?
Now, two. Imagine, Mr. Horsey, the greatest robbery of all time. You could not possibly be detected because no one can see you.
Roy?
No, shut up. My dear. Of course, if I'm not back to my normal self in 2 minutes' time, I shall kill you anyway, but given that you are serious, and this is your doing, and not a ruddy great leg pull, I've got to admit, it's interesting. Yes.
Roy! Roy!
Mr. Horsey, welcome back amongst us. You mean I'm...
Oh, darling.
Oh, I can see. Look, all of me. Arms, legs. Oh, you can do this with a pill? I've worked for years. It's a mixture of medieval hocus-pocus and early Hindu legend. And it's all in here.
Why didn't you try it out on yourself?
I'm a bit of a coward. I thought something would go wrong.
Oh, charming.
Dreary little... How does £1 million between us strike you?
Let's talk about it.
No risk whatsoever. Mm. How could there be? Ah.
Every time I leave you two alone, I find you deep in earnest conversation. Look, if I'm being taken for a ride...
Roy, how could you? Martin was just telling me how he can steal £1 million and not be caught.
Oh, Martin now, is it? I see.
If we're to work together, I think Christian names are necessary, don't you?
I phoned the bank, told them I think I'm getting Asian flu.
Good. I'll write you out a prescription. Now, you must go back to work tomorrow, of course. As chief teller, after the manager, you say the closing of the vaults, etc., this is your responsibility?
That's right. Hey, I've just realized something. What's the good of being invisible if everybody's going to see my clothes walking about?
You won't wear clothes.
I see. You want me to go naked?
Exactly.
Naked through the streets?
You can't do that. You'll be arrested. Oh, no, I see.
Precisely. You see, but they won't see.
I'll catch my death of cold.
I'll write you out a prescription. A cold, Mr. Horsey. A mere cold. Poof, for $500,000.
$750,000. Three ways, and there's two of us.
It's my pill.
Who's taking the risks? Anyway.
Wait. Dirty Bread Day.
Yes, and what?
Dirty Bread Day. Last Thursday of every month. All the muck is shoved back to the mint. Lovely, dirty old notes. That's what we want.
Genius.
I know. It's my job.
Your job?
Yeah, with Rawlings.
Who's Rawlings?
He's the bank guard. It's our job. Last Thursday of every month, we fill the hamper about 9 in the mornings, and it stays there till 11. Then they come for it.
Who?
The bods from the mint. Mighty great armored car. Very nice, all those old notes, you see. Lovely. Never trace them. Spend them at once, you could.
Ah, Paris, Stockholm, the Far East. Rich. Never to see another appendix as long as I live.
Our farm in the country, darling.
Get up late. Never get up at all on frosty mornings. Lie in bed with Sally. Beautiful. Doctor, if you could only lie in bed with Sally.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, well, now let's see. Plan.
Yeah.
Plan. Ah. This bank guard. Clever, intelligent.
He's a bank guard.
Yes, of course. So, you go down with him, yes?
That's right. We pack the hamper, check things generally, and then... Wait a minute. The best thing is for you to be invisible, because...
Great minds think alike. Just what I was thinking.
Darling, make us some coffee. This is getting interesting. Slip in while me and old Rawlins go in, and then we go out, leaving you in there.
Invisible, quite.
And then
you find you've left your glasses or your...
Bullseyes.
You find you've left your bullseyes in the vault. Bullseyes?
Yeah, I chew them all the time at work.
He gave up smoking, you see.
Oh. Yeah, now Rawlins drags me about him.
He smokes like a chimney.
Yeah, in fact, he'll want a quick puff while we're down there. Now, he might not come back with me... But if he does,
you must distract him while I slip out with a hamper.
Three doors along from the vault, there's the Southern Electricity Supply Cupboard. It's 8x8, roughly. Now, I'll have it unlocked that morning. I'll see to all that. Now, in there with the hamper, and then... Oh. How do you... I mean...
What if...
No, shut up, darling. You haven't got a criminal's mind. It's hopeless. Just help me spend the notes.
I have it. You complain of a headache. You must go to the chemist. Out you go, you take a pill and return in 3 minutes. Invisible.
3 minutes?
That's all it takes, remember? I told you to take the sleeping pill 3 minutes before you went to bed.
So I went invisible as soon as that?
I didn't notice.
But you probably don't sleep with the light on. I mean, you would feel your husband's presence and...
Oh, yes, I felt his presence. I knew he was there all right.
Where were we? You return to the bank, come to me, and we carry the hamper out together. Two completely invisible men.
With a hamper?
Yeah, brilliant.
Big hamper?
It can't fail.
No.
What about this hamper?
I didn't think of that.
Big hamper floating through the streets, eh?
Yeah. Can't give the hamper a bill, can you?
We're left with a problem.
Yeah. Let's work on it. More coffee, love? Dodgy, that is. Big hamper floating down the high street. It's going to be ruddy cold, isn't it? Embarrassing, too, really.
So, think. There we are, both in the cupboard place where all the electricity is.
With the hamper of money.
Both starkers.
Yeah, both sans clothes. Now.
Yes. Mustn't leave it to improvisation, must we?
No, too risky. Hey, this pill affair, How long
what?
Well, how long does the invisibility last?
As long as I wish it to last. Last evening, I told you to take my pill at 10:30. You told me you were regular to bed. You also said your alarm went off every morning at 6:30. 10:30 to 6:30, a civilized 8 hours. I calculated 9 and a half and stood by my phone this morning.
Stood by?
Yes. If your wife hadn't rung when she did, I would have phoned you. I was dressed and ready for the car that sometimes won't start. This morning it did.
Dodgy doctor, you are.
Coffee. Sorry it's thin.
With the money from the robbery, I shall buy 2 Rolls Royces, one with a wickerwork side.
Yeah, but for the moment, we're both naked in a cupboard with a lot of money. Our goose pimples won't be seen, will they?
Don't be frivolous. Think.
Think.
Think. Eureka!
Brilliant!
So, I will take it upon myself to make sure there's a vacuum cleaner in the electricity cupboard. There always is. That's where Mrs. Champion keeps all the cleaning doings.
You're going to stuff the money in the cleaner?
And move it.
Stuffed with money?
Foot by foot.
Yard by yard.
Along the vault corridor and up the stairs into the lending department and out into insurances and car policies.
That way into the main bank.
No one will give a vacuum cleaner leaning against the wall a second glance.
Of course, one of us in his invisibility will have to go ahead and warn the other of anyone approaching.
Yes, yes, you're right. It wouldn't do to have the manager spy a cleaner floating along the corridor.
The main bank chamber will be tricky. There's no other way?
No, through the main bank floor and into savings. Never many people in savings these days. That's the small left-hand entrance. Now, outside there...
You want me with the car?
Right, vacuum cleaner to the door... Leave it there for him, then whip it out into the car and away.
It's foolproof.
Ah, here we go again, Miss Dorsey. I love old note there, I do. Only chance I get of a quiet puff.
You're incorrigible, Rawlings. You should stick to bullseyes.
Right, let's get on with it, then. Wonder how many millions there is today. Just think. It's got to be burned. All that lovely money. It really hurts. Gets you right here.
Oh, blast.
What?
I left my bullseyes in the vault. I'll just whip back for them, eh?
I'll wait here. Save my feet.
Right, hang on. Oh, are you there?
Phew, I was worried.
Everything under control.
Doctor.
What?
There's a big smudge of soot down... Well, it'll be your cheek.
Good grief. It's gone?
No.
Must be my left.
Okay. Wouldn't have done to see a smudge of soot walking about in midair, would it?
Right. I'll have your pill.
Right. I've decided on toothache. They wouldn't expect me back too soon.
Got your bullseyes, Mr. Horsey,
eh? Hurry.
Miss Crossfield, if anyone needs me, I've got the devil of a toothache. It's killing me. I'll be back soon.
You were so long. Is that you, Roy?
Huh? It's me. I'm all right. Am I?
Can't see an inch of you. Lovely.
Everything all right?
Every note in. The cleaner's stuff full.
Right, let's go. Blimey, the bag won't burst, will it?
No. Come on.
Right.
Stop. Someone's coming. Right.
So I says to Fred, I wouldn't never dare come home again if I forgot to post your football coupon that'd come up. I'd be off quick as a flash to the other side of the world.
Oh, my heart. It won't stand it.
Come on.
No. Don't move it.
There's the manager.
Oh.
He's looking. He's looking at the cleaner.
Oh, no. It's all up.
No, he's gone. Quick, a couple of inches. Quick. Okay. There's the door. Wonderful idea, this cleaner. No one cares about a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, there it is. I've been wondering where this was.
Oh. No.
Eh? Who's that? Funny.
Roy, keep calm, keep calm. She always tries this on a Thursday. Always the same. Tries to get cleaning done so she can get out quickly. 4:10. Crikey, I'm freezing.
It's getting late. It's 8:30.
Mrs. Champion, the manager says to stop cleaning this minute.
How blarney.
You've got to wait till 5.
I knew I should never take a job in a bank what stays open late or decent and close a freak.
Oh, no. She's taking it away.
We're sunk.
Doctor, I can see your foot.
What? Roy, I can see your... It's worn off, Horsey.
Run, Mr. Horsey. Mr. Horsey, what have you done with your clown?
Let him know. Call the police.
Oh, they've got new clothes on.
Oh, bloody spoil sports. Not letting me get ahead with me cleaning. Oh, this bag hasn't been emptied in years, neither. Cooey, full up. Marley's money. Look at it. God. Oh. Well, I never did. Here, I wonder. Wait a minute. Oh. Have a large double quantity, thank you. I've always been partial to a little bit of liquor on my overseas trips, you know.
Certainly, madam. Going abroad for long?
Oh, a few years, perhaps. Always rather fancy Japan. I might push on into Australia. Because suddenly, you know, my husband Fred's always wanted a sheep farm, too. Haven't you, Fred? Yes, of course you have.
I envy you, madam. One large. Quantrell.
Good heavens. Here. Seen this, Fred? Two naked men arrested in City Bank yesterday morning. Two naked men were were appended in the National and Provincial Bank yesterday afternoon, shortly before closing. They behaved in a very strange manner and both tried to run screaming out of the door. They have been arrested on charges of public indecency. Well, I never did. It's a queer old world we're living in, it. I wonder if we like Australia, Fred. Yeah, that's the bank I worked in before I got my little windfall. Isn't that funny?
The 11th Hour this week was written and produced by Michael McCabe.